parshas of Sazria Mitzayra, we have the Inyan of Negoyim, and the Inyan of Negoyim is Chazal marked as being Keneged Lashon Hara, very strongly. So it's not one of the Remazim, it's Kilu, that's the essence of it. So the Inyan of Lashon Hara is Kilu, the parasha of Taurus HaNegoyim and so on. And Chazal say different things about it. There's one nekuda, one specific nekuda that I wanted to be omer on. It says, this is the Lashon Tzoyah HaKadosh. Tochazi, kol choyvei alma, kutshebricho mechapa lai b'tshuva. All averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechapa with tshuva. Bar me'ahul lishne bisha, except for Lashon Hara, de'apik shum bisha al-chapri. So it's going on Moitzi Shemra more specifically. Behok muha the chsiv zois tia teiras hametzera zoisi teirasa shal Moitzi Shemra. In other words, mitzeras is nutrikan Moitzi Shemra. So the Zohar Kodesh says that anyone who is speaks lashon hara, tshuva is not mechapa. It's something that l'chura. First of all, where does he see it in the pasuk? Now, Zayis Tayas HaMetzayra is good that it's talking about Moitzi Shemra, Metzayra, Losh Moitzi Shemra, Moitzi Ra. But where do you have over here in where does it say it's not Mechapa with Tshuva? The fact that you need Karbonis, there are Karbonis for a lot of things. You have Karmachatas for Shoigeg, you have Malkus for Mezid. And yet, tshuva is mechapa for almost everything. So yes, you would have a parish of karbonis and so on mitzera. But where is there any remez over here that it would be different? Secondly, the musig of tshuva not helping anything. I mean, we all say al chaitz that we spoke lashon hara. It's part of the al chaitz. It's part of the vidu dibarnu doifi, who includes lashon hara as well. But boifin kololi. We don't find that there's anything that tshuva is not mechapa for. It's one of those in Yanim that is, even by Acher, it says that even though there was a baskel that he can't do tshuva, but if he would have done tshuva, it would have helped. We don't find exceptions to tshuva. Tshuva works for everything. And so what did Chazal mean over here? What did the Zohar Kodesh mean when it says that tshuva is not mechapa on Lashon Hara? You find the Etzem a Gemara that's similar to it. The Gemara in Erechin discusses the Inyanim of Lashon Hara, and the Gemara in Erechin says that, goes through the Sugi of Lashon Hara is in Tesvav Amid Beis, Tesvav Tesayin, and the Gemara over there says that all terrible things about Misapa Lashon Hara, which are things that are, you know, like always, Chazal tell us all the different aspects of that virus. But it also says, "Ma'ita kantoi shel misaper lashon hara." Amar Reb Chama b'chinei ma'ita kantoi shel misaper lashon hara. In Talmud Chochum yasek b'toyra. Shenema marpe lashon etz chayim ben lashon lashon hara. Shenema chayt shochot l'shayna behetzal l'toyra. Shenema etz chayim nachzikim bo. So the a person should be osek in Torah. Reb Acher Reb Chanina Oimer Siper, if he spoke right Lashon Hara, Ein Loi Takana. Shekvar Korosei David Bruch HaKodesh, Shnei Meyaches Hashem Kol Sifsi Chalokais. Lashon Hara Zels. Alamai Takanta Sheloi Ove Lashon Hara, In Talmud Chochum Yasik B'Toyra, V'amor Tzu Yashpal Daitoi. So Torah is something which is a Takana that the person should not at all come to that Vera. So Eich Sheloi Yia, you have a similar memra in the Gemara, in the Bavli, that Misha Sipa Ein Latakon Shekvar Korosei David Bruch HaKodesh. Without going into what the Pshat of Gemara is, the Mashmos is that if a person is, it's Be'etzem Mi'ikra Adin, there's a Takonah for Lashon Hara. David came and was Machas Dem Bruch HaKodesh. It was a Klola that David gave that Kosh Baruch shouldn't listen to them. But it's Mashma, it does have a Takonah, and it's like the Maliyama before, that the Takon is Divrei Torah, except that David was Machris, anyone was there before. So putting the Bavli and the Zohar Kodesh together, which Reb Tzadik does it, Reb Tzadik puts it together, one would understand that the Pshat is, Lashon Hara is something that Tshuva is not enough. A person needs Divrei Torah as well, and it's Divrei Torah that is Marpa that. The Goyin says it Pshat in the Pasik, in Marpa Lashon Etzchayim, that a person is what's the takana for a person who speaks Lashon Hara to speak only in Divrei Torah? That's the Goyin says. That's the Goyin Taishas Mishle. There's two pshatim. Marpa Lashon either means if a person hears Teichacha, and also if a person vis-a-vis a person talking Lashon Hara and needing to be misaknas Lashon. So the sum total seems to be that as opposed to other averis, where tshuva alone is enough, here a person needs the tikkun of Divrei Torah as well. And we need to understand the difference between Lashon Hara and other averis, that this needs, in the very tikkun of it, it's not the karbanis itself, it's the fact that it needs something else, Divrei Torah, as part of the tshuva process, whereas other things don't. A second nekuda is specifically the Goyin brings it down, and in a certain sense, the Goyin is a pasuk pshat in the Gemara here. The Goyin says that the marpe loshen eitz chayim is that if a person talks loshen all the time, a person should speak and learning all the time. Technically, it's true. If you're talking and learning all the time, then you're not going to speak loshen hara. But let's say the person is a mathematician, and instead of talking about people, he's going to discuss great mathematical problems. Very little loshen hara in that, and it also, you know, see, if you're looking for eitzes. So talk about the cows, talk about anything, you know, anything that's not to get people. There's a big, so Divrei Torah is the pshat that just happens not to get people. It's not a property of any of anything that is especially miyuchet to Divrei Torah, but it's just is something else. It's very, very hard to understand that's the pshat. It's obviously the pshat is something in Divrei Torah itself. It's more than just the fact. The Goyin doesn't mean just if you happen to be busy talking Divrei Torah, so, well, you're not talking Lashon Hara at the same time. The Lashon Chazal use Lashon Chachamim Marpe. Now, in Mishle it says, Yesh Boitek Kimet Karas Cheref. Sometimes a person expresses himself with the sharpness of a sword. And Lashon Chachamim Marpe. And Lashon Chachamim heals. It says, Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim. And in other words, there's something called refuas lashon. The lashon is marpe something. You can be marpe. What's the refuah? And the Gemara uses it, it says by nedarim, that if a person says a neda, then a person, it's a davar chomad moed, a person has to keep nedarim, and it's kilo bana bama, and so on and so forth. But, so what's your eitzah? Go to a chacham to be mate. And on that Chazal, and on that the Gemara uses also the Shen Chacham Marpe, that they ask you, Dadaiter Hochin Adarta, you want another, Mutalach, 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 and that's fine. Yes, there's a process about Taurus Nadarim, but this belongs to the Sugi of Lashon Chacham Marpe. What do you mean, Lashon Chacham Marpe? Yes, they said Mutalach, it's incidental. Hataras Nadarim is a process where they matter the Neder. I mean, if Chachamim say on the Levana that it's Mekudesh, is that the Marpe of the Levana? I don't have a clear Havana of what is the Etzim Refuah that the Lashon Chacham did. And Chazal are putting into the Pasuk, that's Marpe Lashon. And why is it called Chachamim? It says Marpe Lashon, one place it says Lashon Chachamim, another place says Marpe Lashon, say it's Chayim. That the refui of Lashon, there's a refui of Lashon, and that is Divrei Chachamim. So I want to go into the heart of the Inyan of Chetei Lashon as being something very separate. We've spoken once, we've given a different Hesper on the Reb Chaim Vital describes different kochos of Aveira in a person. He aligns it with the four different yesodos that was used by the Kadmonim. Three of the four are very easy to put into place. The fourth one is hard. The yesod of Eish is the kas and the gaiva of a person. We understood that. That was easy to understand. The person gets fired up and passionate and he's angry and he's know, offers, atzlos, depression, marishchora, etc., that water is tanugim and taivis. Almost all water is the thing that makes things grow lush, and tanugim are in mayim. That's something that we instinctively, intuitively relate to. The avir is keneged loshen, keneged chete aloshen, which comes in a wide variety of different chatoim. Litzon is a loshen harim, what's a shemra, and mekalal, and so on. So one spoke, I said over hezba, but I'd like to give a little bit of a different understanding also. In every avera, in the world of averas, it works that there are two distinct stages. A person does an avera. A person wants an avera. A person has a taiva for something. A person has a taiva for mahalas asuras. So he wants it. And there's sort of a gate between wanting what's wrong and taking it. And a person can either stop himself, or he can actually, or he doesn't stop himself and he takes it. And vice versa, a person knows that he ought to do something, he can do it, he could not do it, and so on. So in every type of asiya, of an avera or mitzvah, the rotzen and das of the person is a clearly distinct element. It's as if I'm a person who's pushing a button. I can make a decision to push the button, not push the button. I make a decision now, am I going to do X or Y or Z? And that's how it works. When a person does tshuva, what a person does is he stops himself from doing what's wrong. It's true that there's a bigger darga, like the Rambam says, on averis that are sichlius, that a person should not even want to steal, but it's fine. If a person wants to steal, but he's very shy of himself, doesn't take something that's not his, the person is a yosher. He's not a darga, a higher darga, and he ought to be on the high darga, but that's fine. On averas that are not sichlius, like machol zasuris, narayas, and so on, a person doesn't even have to want to do what's right. A person has to be moishal on himself, and not do it. And the famous Rambam, he says that a person should say efshi, I want to do it, I could do it, but Ma'esa Kadosh Baruch Hu said not, and that's that. That is in the world of all mitzvahs and averes. The world of Lashon is fundamentally different. A person thinks with words. A person thinks with concepts and ideas. There is a koyach of machshava that is before the world of dibur, but that's very vague, and that's almost inaccessible to us. But the thinking process works with the building blocks of words. When a person says something, you know, when somebody comes along and apologizes to us, and he says, you know, I pushed you, and I shouldn't have done it. I didn't mean to do it. I was overcome by anger, whatever it is. We accept it. If a person is drunk and he comes over and tells us, I think that you're a fool. I think that you're a bad person. The person can apologize 100 times. I say, but you know, but that's what you really think of me. Maybe you didn't mean to tell it to me. When a person pushes me, So I don't see it. I see it as, even if he did it willingly, I don't relate it to the etzem. The thought process was a step that led up to it, but I didn't see the thought process itself. I didn't hear that the person thinks badly of me. He did something to me, and as far as hurting me physically, as long as you don't hurt me physically, you can think of whatever you want. But in as much as I'm insulted, when someone tells me, I think that you're stupid, I think that you're bad, I think you're selfish, whatever it is the person tells me, it's because that's what you think. So you write that you apologize for saying it, and saying it was especially difficult, but what bothers me is what you think about me. And that's what you reveal. In other words, in the world of Lashon, it's a completely different area of Avera. The world of Lashon is, it's the world of a machshava. That's what it is. It's the world of thinking, thinking bad, thinking wrong, understanding badly, and that and the dibur is simply the reading of the other person's mind, because the person is attached a printer to his mind, and it printed out. So the world of chetei adibur have an extraordinarily different inyan of chet, and therefore tshuva is not effective on that. It's effective, it's certainly in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving schar and einesh, and helping that we shouldn't have yisurim and all those in HaKadosh Baruch Hu zambi kapei schar, but in that realm tshuva helps. There's no, in Hilchas and Shulharuch, there's no special sif. I mean, there's a sif, you don't have to meichel somebody who's Mezir Shemra, but there's no special sif on Chet Yadivas being different. It's like every other Avera, tshuva helps, and that's what a person does. But in terms of eradicating the Avera from the Adam, then it does not really help. Because the person himself is something that is... It's we're talking about something that's deeper. Let's explain the kudah where. When a person does tshuva, the tshuva is that I didn't stand God between my impulse and my actions. I wanted to do something. I wanted to eat something I shouldn't eat. And I should have put a block. I should have slammed the door down. I didn't do it. So I have charata that I did it. The charata is what I did. I don't have charata, I have an impulse. Impulses are not controllable, really. I could try to wean away, I could try to get away from those, but the impulses are not, I don't have charata, the impulse that happens. I have charata that I did it. That's the normal malachat tshuva, and so I've eradicated the shoresh aveira. Shoresh aveira is that I followed through on my impulse, on my desire. The avla of chetei aloshin is that it's not because I said it. It's saying it becomes something that is the sheirish of it, the pshat is this is who you are. You are somebody that thinks, that sees me as being stupid, sees me as being selfish, or whatever it is. So the problem isn't the dibur itself. The fact that you said it, it is a problem, but that's not the shirt. The shirt problem is that your tfis of me is like that. That's why negoyim is what the Torah gave on it. It's very interesting. In the mahalach of Rif, negoyim are something which are a parallel mahalach in the world of Ruchnis and in the world of Gashmis. Tzaraas is something, the way the Torah says it, it's something that came about because of Averis. It's something that's not, doesn't have the cause and effect of leprosy or any type of leprosy. On the other hand, it mimics it. The Torah calls it tzaras. The Torah calls both physical tzaras, and Torah tzaras. Both are called tzaras. Both are similar. Both are spots and different things on the skin that look bad and are indicative of something. So the Torah puts them parallel. Just like when a person comes along and he says he has a medical problem, I ask him, what's the medical problem? That his skin looks wrinkled, old and wrinkled. So we tell him, fine, that belongs not to the medical doctor, it belongs to the cosmetician. That's a cosmetic issue. Go to somebody who specializes in cosmetics. But if sometimes I look at it and I say, what do you mean? It's not the skin being wrinkled is the result of your body being dehydrated. It's the result of some disease eating up your body. You know, a nega is something that's indicative of a deep problem, and this is the most outward expression of it. The tzaraas is not the fact that my skin has white spots on it. So fine, you know, so for that there's cosmetics. It's a cosmetic problem and a cosmetic solution. It's the problem is that something's eating up the person. Tzaraas, the physical machla tzaraas, is not the spots are the sign of it. They're the simonim. They're the negoyim. But the person's flesh is being consumed. It's a terrible disease. The person's flesh dies. So ras is something which it touches a nega, which goes to the heart of the person's nefesh. So in the world of Lashon Hara and Negoyim and so on and so forth, the problem lies not in the words themselves, but they lie in the oimek of what those words are. It's the etzem person, and that's why tshuva doesn't help. Tshuva is a harata. I regret having done this, and in tshuva and in chete adibur, chete loshen, it's not chal. In the where does Torah come in? The just like we said that the chete aloshen are expressions of the guf. Let's understand another nakuda here to understand where Torah comes in. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that the pasuk of Loshen Chachamim Marpe is that Teichacha it helps a person. He speaks about the miles of Teichacha, Rabbeinu Yonah Mishlei. And he says it's the only thing that's Marpe a person is Teichacha, and so on and so forth. Very, very Mairich in the Inya of Teichacha. Let's try to understand it. Somebody did an Avera. The person did an Avera. Now, what... So Rabbi Yonah says Teichacha is the only solution because Loshen Chachamim Marpe. Well, manefshach. If the person on his own regrets doing it, and he stops doing it, and he's mekabel himself not to do it, so he's done tshuva, so that's fine. So we don't need the teichacha. If the person himself is still being over an avera, person is being mamshechti to machol sasuris, and somebody comes along, so of course there's no hope for him because he's doing the avera. He has a taiva, he has the avera. So when you come along and say don't do it, it's terrible, and so on and so forth, then that's the only eitzah. It's the only eitzah as opposed to what? What's the context of the only eitzah? Of course, davening's not. I mean, the person's davening stam shman eser without shaychus. So of course, it's not an eitzah. What is he? What's he meirich and saying? Mishlei shlomo melech and his chachma said to chach is the only eitzah. Well, of course. What else do you expect? I mean, it's manifshah. There's no. What's the context? The person has an arsenal of five eitzes, and Shlomo HaMelech, Rabbi Yonah says, Shlomo HaMelech says, pick the chacha. Well, what else? I see somebody doing averus. What are my other options? The answer is like this. Let's take the first case. A person eats macholos asuris, chas v'shalom, and whatever, and then he has guilt feelings, and he decides to stop. In every avera itself, you also have a sheirish, not in the same way as a chet adibo, but there is a sheirish that I saw things in a certain way. Every avera comes, I have a certain tefisa in something, I have an impulse to do it, and I do it, in the maisa. But part of a person, for instance, a person's mezalzel in davening, a person talks during davening, a person wanders around, a person this, a person that. There's two things. There's the fact that I'm bored, and I'm restless, I'm going to schmooze, I want to do some of that. But there's also a tfisa that davening is a joke. It's kind of a, you know, it's a chetimtza to get together with Doylem. That's down deep, that's my tfisa, whether I admit it or not. Teichacha serves a very important purpose. Besides pushing me. So if I do tshuva, let's say I'm nichshol, that's mine. If I do tshuva, I say, you know, it's a chayik, not talking during davening, not socializing, but you know what? Torah said so, shouldn't do it, it's terrible avera, gehenim, this, that, fine. I haven't gotten to the sheirish of it. Only dibur gets to the sheirish of it. When a person comes and I say, yeah, I'm going to stop davening, I know, it's not right, I know. Think it through. Teichacha, divrei teichacha. You're standing in front of Melech Malchei Hamlochim. It's the place where you say Baruch Ata, Takarish Baruch Hu. It's the one place where you're facing Panim al Panim. And you're standing face to face, and so on and so forth. Think it through. those words will become your machshava and your tfisa. That's the power of techacha. It's not just, I'll stop talking during davening. Stopping talking during davening is cutting off the cancer at the surface level. It's getting rid of the growth. It might be enough. It might not grow back again. But there's always the fear because I've left the sheirish there. I don't know what caused it. And most of the time, that's the reason why it's such a fearsome machlis, because we don't know what the sheirish is. And therefore, we have no idea. We got rid of all the signs of it, but who knows what happens. When I give a person, when I talk to a person, when I talk to myself, techacha be to yourself also, I give myself a new havana and tfisa in the inyan that I didn't have before. And that's the Lashon Chachamim. The Lashon Chachamim means that these are words that I now become my thought process. Because just like thinking, it becomes dibur, not in cause and effect, but just it's the concretized form of machshava. The same way when I take other diburim and put them into my seichel, they become my machshavas. Loshen chachamim amarpe. Eitz chayim is marpe loshen. Because those are the things that become my machshava. The deepest part of a person's person is affected by dibur, because if I accept the dibur, if I accept somebody's techacha, it's not only that I accept not to talk to them, it's I accept understanding and the tfisa of what tefillah is and what a makom tefillah is and so on and so forth. That's the pshat in this havana. Divrei Torah. The difference between a person who's an Amma Aretz and does what you're supposed to do. He's a tzaddik, he does everything he's supposed to do. And this person over here is somebody who is not a big Talmud Chacham. The world of difference is that the person who's a Talmud Chacham thinks right. Because Divrei Torah, the only things, there are two Diburim in the world. There's Divrei Torah, there's Eitz Chaim, And there is the Divrei Chachamim Marpe. Those are the two Lashon Chacham Marpe. Those are the two worlds of Diburim, Divrei Torah and Divrei Chachamim, which are the Divrei Torah of Chachamim. Those are the two worlds of Ripui. The Inyan of Ripui, we saw once Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, how come by the Refuah of Bnei Adam, it's always written, the word refuah is written rapoy rapay, it's written with a dagish, and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's always written refuya, ani Hashem roif echa. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that even though both are refuahs, there's a world of difference. Refuah of Bnei Adam is interventionist. No doctor can ever be oimid on the siba, really. The only thing you can cure 100% is something like starvation. A lack of vitamin C is cured of vitamin C. So that can be cured. But whenever you have any other machla, what you do is you take a bat and you club the bacteria. You club the cells, whatever it is, you intervene. So it's a dogish chazak. It's a dogish. It's because it's an interventionist type of thing. And like every time you use koach for something, it's destructive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Reife, it's Refuya, because he realigns the Sheirish so that the Sheirish is straight. In other words, every machla starts with a problem inside, and if you realign inside what needs to be realigned, then the person is misrapping. So in the world of Refuah, when a person, the Refuah of Lashon Chachamim, and the refuah of Eitz Chaim Divrei Torah is because Devarim and Diburim are the only things that they give the person a different mahalach of Lashon and so on and so forth. Specifically in our parasha over here, in our parasha of Divrei, of things that are Divrei Lashon Hara and so on and so forth, And on that it says, like we asked, the Goyen says that Lashon, what is takana? He should speak Divrei Torah. And we asked, well, Divrei Torah and Divrei, and you know, of course, if you close your mouth, if you fill up your mouth with something else, then you're not going to speak Lashon Hara. The difference is, the problem of Lashon Hara starts with a certain tfisa. I always say, when a person sees two kids going through very difficult problems and doing bad things, the kid that's not my child, I say, he's a monster. The kid that's my child, I say, he has a lot of challenges. It describes the same matziv, but the tfisa in another child is he's a monster, and I am tyfus it like that. The other kid, I see the ra, my child, I'm tyfus that it's a challenge. Divrei Torah give a person structures, tools, tags, to tag things. There are times when I'm supposed to label this a davar asa. When I'm done, somebody kaf schus, I'm supposed to say it a certain way. Torah itself are diburim that are marpe loshen. And that's why when a person makes a neder, a person has a chiyuv to keep his neder. So that a person is, it says, he can't be mechal his dibur, but others can be mechal his dibur. Because if I said, I'm not going to eat this, I can't eat it. But chachamim say, chachamim ed diburim. What? How does the process, the pnimius, the process of chilul work of ataras nedarim? The way with a Pesach and so on, I come along to a chacham, and I say, I said the following words. That's a brick wall. I said I will not eat apples. Chachamim add to the burim and they give it a different context, and they say adai to the chacham adarta. Let's put the net in its context, what you really said. What you meant to say was that if you would know that the net you mean to ask for apples only if it won't affect the whatever this person's parnasa. But on the tzand that affect the person's parnasa, you didn't mean. In other words, the divrei chachamim are they cure your dibur. Your dibur was incomplete, it was short sighted. It was half a machshava. It didn't see its full context. And divrei chachamim, at the end of the day, you're not being mechal your dibur because the dibur is becoming the dibur the way it really was after it's mitukin. Al yedei divrei chazal is al divrei chachamim, not chazal, it's chachamim. Whoever the chachamim's matter, then it becomes a dibur of something that's worth. And that's why it's divrei chachamim. That's why it's chayim Torah is. It's chayim marpe loshen because it's something which gives a person the diburim of divrei Torah, give you the gedurim that you think with and that you understand with and your taifas things with. That is the world of diburim. So let's see the lemedim. The parasha of Negoyim is a parasha that deals with chetei aloshen. Chetei aloshen are a whole different world than other chatoyim, because other chatoyim deal be'etzem with chitzonius. The pnimius is a grama, but the chitzonius it's not the pnimius solidified. It's the pnimius causing an action, and if I cut it off at the level of action, I've done what I need to do. Matovim anoyim if I can go further, but it's a clean cut. It's as long as I can prevent this the pnimius from ever coming. They might have done enough. In the world of Chetei Aloshen, the Etzem Avera is that the Pnimius of Lashonis is something that is, the Pnimius of a person's Loshen is something that is, the person's Machshava is, Pnimius Machshava is his Loshen, and the Loshen affects his Pnimius. It's what he thinks is what he says, and the words that he knows and understands gives the thought and the structure to what he thinks, and therefore Chet HaLoshen goes much deeper than just the Maisim, and a person must be Metak much deeper than Maisim. The only tikkun, the words, the only inyan that gives a person words to understand things, the Chazon Ish once said, he spoke about our inability to communicate with the world of non-Torah people. He said, what they call ahava, we call charis. In other words, do I look at something, what a beautiful scene, of Ava, or do I say to myself, what a terrible mice of Karis? The same scene. How do I think? How do I understand it? How am I tefis it? One of the problems of being steeped in a culture that's not ours is the things that are hedyaveris are the easiest to deal with. This is schmutz, this is usser, this is wrong, and this we don't do, and that's that. If there's a big sign that tells us how wonderful this company's chazer is, we blank out and we say, you know, usser, that's that. But the vocabulary that we have, the vocabulary of ideas, of values, we're so absorbed in it that becomes our machshava, and b'meila we reach certain conclusions. It's only when the more a person fills himself with divrei Torah, the person becomes he thinks and understands in terms that are Torahic. He sees something and he says, "Kuris, this is not a bond. This is a breach. What the Ava is a bond, and Karis is a break. What do I see here? That's what Divrei Torah gives a person." I want to refer to two inyanim about the Rosh Yeshiva, but Rav Einu Zichrono Livracha, in regards to this. He was a Rav for so many years. He was very, very powerfully outspoken about a lot of inyanim. What was bad, and he spoke about it very bluntly, very sharply, didn't mince words. As sharp as were the words that he spoke, as outspoken as he was, and even about people that he felt were oisei ra, he expressed it. There was no way you could get him into an idle conversation of lashon hara. If so-and-so is doing bad and it needs to be described as such, he didn't mince words. But to sit and to schmooze about it, he would be very quiet, he would hum to himself, and sort of just put a block around it and not respond. It was very interesting. It's not somebody who thought the world was rosy. It's not somebody who was inexpressive. It was somebody that called a spade and said what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. But it was very clearly defined to the musagim of the Torah. We're supposed to brand Oyev Hashem Sinu Ra, this is Ra, and should be described as such. To sit and to schmoozing about things that are bad, terrible, or whatever it is, has no place. And it was very, very, the boundary was very clear. If you sat and sort of schmoozed about people, things, he would turn off and you could see it. When he needed to speak about things, whatever, sometimes even if it was politically incorrect, the price might be, but if he needed to talk about it, he felt it was important to put the line down, and he put it down. It was a very theoretical divide between what's Oyev Hashem Sinu Ra, and what's, describing Ra as Ra, versus just chatting away and so on. And it was a second Indian, and I think Bachem had a problem understanding it. And I want to just define it and sort of talk about it. The emphasis in the world, in the Litvish yeshivas, and certainly in the yeshivas that he grew up, the yeshiva that he grew up in, was to put all the emphasis on Talmud Torah. For Bacha. Very little Arab, a Bacha that was Oisik in quote-unquote frumkeit in Shmiras HaMitzvahs, there was a bit of a negative feeling towards it, and the push was always to keep pushing back into immersing himself in Talmud Torah. That was constant. In the yeshiva also, he wanted, always sort of his guidance was to soft pedal the practical aspects of different inyanim, and to push very powerfully for the learning. The reason was, and the reason behind that Havana, and it's not, he just represented from the last of that door what this was the predominant approach, was when you force a person to do this, that, or other thing, what you did was you put up makeup, you put on makeup powder on the white blotches. The person is not doing this, so we get to this. The person is doing this, you yell at him and he doesn't do it. But there's no tikkun for the etzer person because he's not thinking of it in terms that are right or wrong. He's thinking about it, it's ava, but I'm not going to do it. How do we get a person to think about it? If I get the person to think about it in a way that's right, if the person lives it, if a person sits and he's done, is this a chiyuv karis? Is this only a lav? Is this muta? Is this us? Is that? The person's tfisa of inyanim changes. Somebody who was a Talmud Chacham, somebody who learned, not a Talmud Chacham, somebody who was Isaac B'Torah, his averus are always skin deep because he powerfully knows what's right and what's wrong. His mind thinks in those ways. It's sometimes frustrating when you talk to somebody who never learned, but he wants to do good things. And his sense of values, it's just hard to communicate. He doesn't understand. This is meikar adin. Yeah, but you know, but it's not that important. Doesn't seem to be so. You know, he's heard the divrei agada. Why this is important? That's important. The other thing's important. So you know, Mara reminds him of the shibud, how terrible it was. The kazayis matzah is you know, it's the this. So he'd rather do the Mara. There's no sense. He doesn't understand. Doesn't understand it with the Torah. With the Torah, because he doesn't have the words of the Torah. If the person doesn't have the diburim of Torah, then he has nothing. So if I have to work on building a person, if a person has to build himself, the innermost pillar that will keep everything else are the diburim in his head, the way he understands something. And that's why there was such a tremendous pressure to keep the bacha immersed in learning, to push him so that his mind and his das and his seichel become tayridik, because the diburim that are in his head, the lashonis are the Eitz Chaim. It says in Sfarim HaKadoshim that if they would have eaten of Eitz Chaim before they ate anything else, then everything else would have the tam of Eitz Chaim in it. It's an extraordinary. Somebody who was a big Talmud of the Mir and then went off to Derech, the Mir I'm talking about in the 30s, Rabbi Yochum's a Talmud, and went off to Derech and became Attorney General of Israel, was one of the greatest lawyers. He used to have a picture of Rabbi Yochum and Hertz on his office, and he used to say that he took away my Olam Haba and he took away my Olam Haza. That was the way he described it. And it's just a profound. Such a profound idea. What he said was, I can't think in those terms that they're talking about. I have building blocks in my mind. They don't match up that way. I was also speaking to somebody who was an Amaretz, well-meaning, Aralecha person, well-meaning, and he was asking me, is it true that the Reb Chaim Shalevitz, this was in the 70s when Reb Chaim was alive, it said that the government is Malchus Beis David, something like that. I told him, I said, I want to tell you something. It's hard to deny somebody didn't say anything. I said, the words Malchus Beis David are not the words, they're not part of the vocabulary of a Ben Torah. They're part of a vocabulary in the sense that, you know, as Semach David al Chimer Satzmiach, we don't label things as Malchus Beis David. There's a vocabulary, and the vocabulary is more than just words, a set of words to use. They're the set of understandings, the building blocks of understandings are Divrei Torah. And if a person pushes them, and even though he might not see how Bava Kama and Ketzer Regel will be Nageh for anything else, Divrei Torah are Marpe. Eitz Chaim is Marpe Loshen, because when a person puts in the Shroshim of Tfisa and Havana, that's how he measures life. He may do it, he may not do it. But that's why Divrei Torah Chacha is so important. Divrei Torah Chacha are not there just to get you to do X, Y, Z. You can get a person just by kind of, you know, he feels guilty and he does it, whatever it is. You want to rebuild your own Tfisa and Havana. And that's the inyan of the world of Lashonis. That's what Zohar Kodesh says. Tshuva alone helps for the world of Maisim. For the world, for the fact, especially those in Yanim, where the Pagam lies in the Diburim that we have in our minds, in the Havana and the Tfisas, the only Eitz of it is the Eitz Chaim, the Lashon Chachamim. Those are Yanim that are Marpa Lashon.